Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
8:43 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. On the line right now from MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McKelvey, friend of the program. Hey, Adam.
Hey, boys. Good morning.
Dude, we got a lot to get to today. I'm not positive where to start. I want to look ahead to Star Wars night tonight. I want to look ahead to cribbage board night and WTMJ day.
Because Adam tomorrow actually has stories about the cribbage thing.
Yes. Let's talk a little X's and O's first. Brewers bats finally woke up from it seems like a long slump, and Sal Frelick went yard. I want to play you part of your interaction from him the other night.
Sal, the helmet chuck, is that premeditated, or is that just in the moment?
Well, not premeditated, because I never really assume I'm in a homer, so I don't really.
So what had happened was, Frelick, when he gets in the dugout, chucks his helmet, like, feeling excited. I know where you were going with it, which was like, did you want to, after hitting that bomb, send a message to the dugout?
Yeah, and he did. And I'll tell you, you know, one of the interesting things about the last couple of days, they've had two team meetings in the span of about 3 weeks after bad losses, which is not the sort of rate that you want to have those things.
Right.
And one of the questions we've all had coming into the year was, how would Willy Adames be missed? He was sort of the glue guy in there. And, you know, it is different this year. And they have Rhys Hoskins. They have Christian Yelich. Those are guys who've seen a lot and done a lot in this game. But I think one of the things Ricky Weeks told me, and it was in that story, is, like, they would love for one or some or all of the young guys to be a little more vocal and, like, feel empowered to send messages when they feel like it's warranted. And I think that's Sal. You know, he was the first guy to sort of do something like that. He was trying to get a little energy going, or just, you know, fire up the dugout. And he did this great helmet chuck. And Pat Murphy joked that he was throwing it at him, but don't think that was that.
Yeah, and Murph kind of had some interesting comments this week, too, talking about that they just don't have the swagger like they had last year, because they just haven't won kind of like they did. They got off to that early start and had that roll and just rode that wave last year.
They got off to that early start. They were, you know, he felt like that they were way up in the division at this time last year. They actually weren't. They were like a half game up, a game up. But they were well over 500.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, I think the key stat last year was they were the only team in baseball that didn't lose four games in a row. I think that's an incredible stat. And this year they lost four games in a row in April, you know, in the opening month. So they're going through something with this group that they didn't really deal with last year, a little adversity, and it's who's going to kind of be the guys to step up and help you get through that. And again, I thought it was, I really loved talking to Ricky Weeks. So much happened in the game, I didn't get to really use a lot of it, but maybe I will at some point, because he was that guy. I think a lot of people think it was Prince, and Prince certainly was a vocal guy, but like the guy on that, those 08, 11 Brewers teams that when something needed to be said, maybe not 08, he was pretty young, but like certainly 11. Ricky Weeks was that guy because he had such gravitas in the clubhouse. And if one of these kind of younger core guys, whether it's Contreras, Churio, Sal Frelick, Mitchell when he's healthy, could kind of be that guy with the Hoskins types and the Yelich types, I think it would be good. And look, you can't tell those guys to do that. That's inauthentic. It's got to just happen. And I thought that was also notable about Sal doing it. It was just something that kind of he felt in that moment, and it was a cool highlight. And I thought kind of a sneaky, important part of the last game in Cleveland.
MLB.com's Adam McKelvey is live with us this morning on Brewers 360. Another thing we've been talked about it with Matt Arnold yesterday when we had him, Adam, was, boy, the Brewers are poised to get a whole bunch of arms back on the mound over the next several weeks. And the good problem to have for Matt Arnold is going to be, like, how do I find room for all these guys here on the big league club?
Well, and Jacob Mizorowski is another guy
in
the minor leagues, throwing 103 miles an hour yesterday in his AAA start. He's pounding on the door, and this kid Logan Henderson has made two great starts. You know, on paper, they are definitely positioned to go from, like, this scramble for enough starters to cover the games to having quote unquote too many. But look, the Jose Quintana thing pops up and proves to you there is no such thing as too much, because that's something that came completely out of the blue. His shoulder bicep got a little scratchy, and they're shutting him down on the injured list for a little bit. And it just shows you, you never know when those things can happen, especially with pitching, especially in the era where it's so specialized and these guys work basically all year long with no breaks. Injuries are extremely prominent right now in the game, and it's something they're all trying to figure out. And depth is absolutely the king of everything right now in baseball.
So tomorrow is WTMJ day at the Ball Yard. You get to stop by our tailgate. We got a special tailgate for only special ticketed fans tomorrow before the game.
We can probably get you in, dude.
Yeah, okay. Give me a wristband or something? Or
well, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, no, you're back. Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Well, so cribbage is the big thing. So cribbage board is being given out. We're part of that, the WTMJ cribbage board that is going to be passed out. Apparently, you've gotten your hands on these already. They're pretty special.
Look, I always joke about like how excited everyone gets about the junk that they give away all year. And mind you, I have a lot of it at home from over the years. I can say I have a Magic 8-Ball, and I have the Ryan Braun Euchre talking bobblehead, and I have the Euchre alarm clock and all that stuff. This cribbage board is a legit cool item. And yeah, in Tampa and Cleveland, I popped in a couple of times and saw Vinny Rotino and Jeff Levering. They play a game every day for the last 3 years. It's very serious. There's a lot of trash talking. There's definitely scorekeeping, and they have season titles that they've each, they're 1-1 in the season titles, and they're 6-6 in games this year. So it's very serious. And they use that board as their board. So this thing is for real. It's a great giveaway. And I guess my only advice to everybody is get there early tomorrow if you want one of these things. And just, like, be kind to everybody and be patient and be cool, because I think this one's going to be, you know, Giannis Brewers jersey level scramble.
Oh, man. I was hoping the opposite, because I wasn't sure how many people actually played cribbage, so I was hoping I could just sneak in and get mine.
I've tried. I've played a number of times. It's popular in my family, Adam. Like, it won't take. Like, I can't. I don't know if my brain doesn't understand the game in a certain way. Like, I can't get it.
Oh, really?
Like, what are we doing
love
here?
It.
Yeah, I love it, too.
I have, where I stay in spring training, I rent, some friends of mine have a guest house, and I go up and have dinner with them sometimes, and they have a daughter who, I think when she was 9, she was at the level where she could lay down the hands and, you know, in cribbage, you sort of count 15s and pairs and things, 15-2, mm-hmm. 15-4. Yep. She would, you know, some people, when they're really good, they lay it down and they just see it. You know, it's like someone playing blackjack. They don't have to count. They just see it.
Yes.
And that's how she was at like 9 years old. It's a great game for math. It's like little, it's complicated for kids, but I have plenty of friends who have kids who play. Jeff Levering's son, Brock, took me down in San Diego last year. And at first we playing, I mean, he's like 9-8. And I thought, oh, you know, let's just have a friendly game. And then he starts to beat me. And I mean, he legit beat me.
Yeah.
That, stood up and celebrated. There's pictures of it. It's it was humiliating, but fun.
I'm not going to lie. My kid is pretty good at it too. And like, I have the little app to add him up sometimes. I'm like, hold on, let me just add this up quick with using the app. Yeah. And he's like, it's 12, Dad. And then he's like rolling on me, talking smack. And
see, that's why it won't take for me. I can't do math.
Well,
it's a real problem. Sometimes I can't even add up dice sometimes.
Well, Vince, this
they're
is
teasing
what you
me.
Need to learn math. I mean, at 29, you can finally learn your math.
Yeah, exactly.
Then tonight, of course, is Star Wars night.
I can't.
At Amphamfield.
Have we talked about this, Adam? Are you a Star Wars guy or no?
Nah, I mean, the only way I can say I'm a Star Wars guy is like I'm a wrestling guy. It's through Mike Vassallo, the Brewers PR guy, is like a Star Wars nut. And he'll like, you know, watch highlights or, you know, like literal like YouTube videos of things and make us watch it. So, I mean, I like Star Wars. I just can't
make
tell
us
you,
watch
I
it.
Couldn't
Vassallo's holding you hostage with the phone. Hey, Adam,
oh,
you got to see
all
this.
He does.
No, dude, did you see this?
Excellent. Well, we did. I don't know if you heard any of it. We did. We had a very popular run with AI Jeff Levering. So Greg Pancake Hill, our producer, put together some AI versions of Jeff Levering making Star Wars calls. And the best part is, like, Vince just typed in all these, like, very, like, the most unique random Star Wars quotes to be used. So you might appreciate this. This is how they would sound.
Fly ball, deep right center. Rebellions were built on hope.
That sound all right?
Oh, that's amazing. Is Jeff a Star Wars guy? Have you guys asked him?
He is. He is. So it works for him, too.
We're counting on him tonight. Play him another one.
Okay, you want another one here? Okay, here we go.
Don! My friend here doesn't like you.
That's the best one. I'd like that one.
Now, this one we stretched a little bit too much.
Swing and a fly ball to left. It is back to the wall. You're part of the Rebel Alliance. And a traitor. Take her away. It's out of here.
That one wasn't our best. Well, that's not our fault. AI like didn't do a good job on that one.
Some Jar Jar Binks versions would be fine.
Thanks.
At our own peril.
Did I just ruin the vibe for Star Wars people? I think I probably just ruined it.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
That's a good one. All right, man. Well, really appreciate the update, Adam, and Star Wars night tonight, WTMJ night tomorrow, and the cribbage board as well. Thanks, my friend.
All right, guys. Don't forget to count knobs.
Yes.